Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I've always learned is I listen to people who have done it before me, and I watch people who have been successful. You know, nothing is new. Everything is just recycled. And I always had good counsel, having people around me that I really listened to. But even with this situation here, you know, I knew I wanted to make this move 5 years ago. And then, you know, and then I stayed and wind up staying again. And then, you know, with the restaurant opening, you know, you say, you know what, I don't want to, you know, rock the boat right now. Let me let the restaurant open and do its thing. And it's done it. And then finally, it was to the point where saying, you know what, if I'm going to do it, I better go ahead and do it now. And that's why I did it. But I had good counsel. You know, one of the people that you and I both know who really mentored me a lot through this process was Kevin Lyle.
Yes.
Yeah, because Kevin did the same thing, you know. And one thing that Kevin said to me was, you are never going to know how much you mean to people or how much you're worth until you walk away.
Right.
He said, when you walk away, you will realize how much you are worth. And you're never going to know that until you walk away. And here's what happens. Here's the trick. You know, God gives you a dream. He says, Conan, I want you to be bigger. I want you to do more. And then right before you get ready to walk out the door, somebody comes up and gives you more money. And they say, you know what? This is more than you've ever made. And you think, you know what? Man, they're giving me more money. I should just stay. But what happens if you knew in your heart, Conan, that you could get 100 times more? Would them giving you 50% more or 25% more make you stay if you knew you can get 100 times more? You wouldn't do that. What happens is when you realize how much you're worth, you're able to really gauge what is that number. Because as long as you're under somebody else's roof, you'll never know what that number is. You're never going to know what somebody is really going to be willing to sacrifice for you until you step out. So I just encourage people, you know, when you're going through that transition, to be able to make that move, because fear is the thing that keeps people locked into the situations that they're in. So many people are locked into their jobs because they're scared. They're scared of not being able to find another job. They're scared of the economy. They're scared of their family. They're scared of their kids not eating. The fear keeps everybody held back. But God doesn't give you fear. Fear is the biggest thing that keeps people where they are. But if you don't have fear and you can just let it all go, the feeling that you get, like this week, I'm feeling so good. I don't know what the future holds.